This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. The intense focus on Donald Trump and his missteps in Washington may constitute something of a humanitarian disaster in that everything else in the world gets put on hold. Take the brutal civil war in Yemen. To a UN-declared famine, we can now add what authorities are describing as a public health emergency. Hundreds of deaths, thousands of infections due to a major cholera outbreak. Jamie McGoldrick is the UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen, and he's in the city of Sana'a at the heart of the outbreak.
Because of the conflict and because of the damage to infrastructure and the restrictions on importations, people's purchasing power are really struggling. Bringing in oil, bringing in fuel, gas, medicines, and the fact that you have ministries of health who really struggle with operational budgets, all of that, and including the inflation rate, makes it very, very serious conditions that would find very, very difficult to address the cholera situation and very, very difficult for people to cope with the cholera situation because they can't buy cheap, clean water. The rainy season, there's been no garbage collection for some time now in the city. All of that is coming together in the perfect storm, and the cholera is really, really accelerating in a very aggressive fashion.
Is it the UN's position that this war is, as a matter of strategy, starving out and attempting to use disease as a weapon? The Saudis, with the help of the United States in air power, is that what's going on here?
I mean, what's happened is that the economy has been used as a tactic in this conflict. There's no two ways about it. You know, the restrictions on importation, the move of the central bank to the south of the country, the fact that salaries haven't been paid, the banking sector doesn't work. Importers of bringing in wheat and rice find it very difficult to get lines of credit in the open international market. So all of that has been used to squeeze the population here. And what's happened is now, over a period of time, it's like a humanitarian sort of spiral effect going downwards. And then what happened is now that people cannot cope with what's there. You put on top of that the food insecurity and now this famine. This is a double whammy for all the people in this country.
Is there a humanitarian effort to try to resolve this or counterbalance what's going on with the war?
The special envoys are doing the rounds of the various parties in the various parts of the region, including the people here. But at the same time, I mean, from my side, what we're looking at is this long-term stymied stalemate of the political process is only exacerbating the situation for the people in the country. We, the humanitarians right now, have responded to this cholera as we're trying to respond to the 18-plus million people who need assistance. This cholera has come on top of 7 million people who are so unable to predict how they will feed their families tomorrow. The number of beggars in the street, people rummaging through garbage to survive. I mean, this is what's happening. It's a gradual deterioration, collapse of everything here. And unless we get a political process and negotiators back on the table, there is no end in sight for this.
Finally, Jamie McGoldrick, is there a way of saying that the people of Sana'a or the people of Yemen that you speak with, do they have any preference for who might become the political authority in this country?
This country has never been governed well in the last 30 years. That's one of the problems why we're here today in this conflict. It's been a deficit of governance. People don't care until the peace process kicks back in again. Unfortunately, millions of people in this country, untold millions of people in this country, just don't have a future.
Jamie McGoldrick is the UN humanitarian coordinator in Yemen. He's in the city of Sana'a, which is at the heart of the outbreak of cholera and all of the humanitarian suffering that he's described. Thank you so much, Jamie.
Thank you. No problem.